under Omitun 1.0, we work towards resolving the issue of the infrastructure deficit in our healthcare system. I can say we solved that problem about 50 to 60%, perhaps. People may say that is not bad, but there's more to be done.
Governor Seyi Makinde speaking on the necessity to ensure that healthcare provision in Oyo State is at par with leading nations of the world. Welcome to another edition of Health Corner. It's a program that addresses topical health issues and provides solution to health challenges. The program today spotlights the impact of subsidy removal on health insurance funding in Oyo State, with a focus on OISHA, the health insurance agency operational in Oyo State. From Voice of Nigeria, I'm Iret Abdurrahman. Improvements in health services is said to have stagnated since 2015, and a sizable proportion of the global population have resulted to out-of-pocket payment for health spending. This phenomenon, according to the World Health Organization, has been on the increase since the year 2000. Also, according to the World Health Organization, the proportion of the global population not covered by essential health services was said to have decreased by about 15% between the year 2000 and 2021. This indicates that in 2021, about 4.5 billion people were not fully covered for essential health services. Here in Nigeria, about 70% of our nation's population of over 200 million people are said to be paying out-of-pocket for their healthcare services. According to the National Demographic and Health Survey, NDHC, Nigeria has only achieved 3% coverage of the total population when it comes to access to health insurance. What is the import of this for a nation working towards actualizing universal health coverage for health, and how can the situation be rectified? Ijeoma Agbo, UNICEF health specialist, speaks.
We should lay emphasis on the word universal. That word universality is showing equity. It means that everyone, irrespective of where you live, your sex, your age, you should have access to quality health services. So that word universality is very, very important. And when we talk of health services, we have to remember that for any health institution or health system to be strengthened or to be resilient, they must have very strong primary health care systems. Because it's at that basis everyone gets at least a minimum level of health packages that they require. Starting from promoting health services, we're looking at prevention, before we even get to treatment, rehabilitation, or palliative care. Because we believe that if from the beginning you have access to promotive services, prevention services, you'll be able to catch ailments early or even get to treating. Now, even where you have treatment, at least you should not suffer financial hardship from that, or rehabilitation or palliative care. And what is the goal of universal health? To achieve better health outcomes and well-being for all individuals and communities. And the key word there is leaving no one behind. That is very primary for us. We always talk about the unreached, the underserved, the hard-to. That is where they come.
The last few years have been a game changer when it comes to issues pertaining to global health care. More and more nations are seeing the need to increase funding for health, invest more in research, and reevaluate health policies. In line with this, the Nigerian government of recent initiated Health Sector Renewal Investment Initiative to accelerate Nigeria's journey towards Universal Health Coverage, UHC. The successful implementation of this plan will require collaboration between all tiers of government, from the federal, state, and local governments, as well as between the government and development partners. At the regional level, states like Oyo are also investing a sizable amount of its budget post-subsidy removal into health care. In August 2023, Governor Seyi Makinde of Oyo State unveiled his administration's short-term plans, referred to as Sustainable Actions for Economic Recovery, SAFER, designed to mitigate the impact of fuel subsidy removal on residents. These measures address key areas such as food security, transportation, and health, emphasizing the administration's commitment to improving the well-being and health outcome for residents of the state. Governor Seyi Makinde expatiates.
Health is one of the pillars of this administration. Under Omitun 1.0, we work towards resolving the issue of the infrastructure deficit in our healthcare system. I can say we solved that problem about 50 to 60%, perhaps. People may say that is not bad, but there's more to be done. The work we have to do, it's there. We have the money to build Category 3 primary healthcare centers in all 351 wards. This is a reality we want to see accomplished in the shortest possible time. And also, if you look at Oyo State Roadmap for Sustainable Development, 2023 to 2027, you also see promises that we have made in there. We're trying to drive an increase in revenue through the Oyo State Health Insurance Agency, OSHA scheme. Of course, we're also looking at upgrading our tertiary healthcare infrastructure and make them more sustainable.
To improve health outcome in 2005, Nigeria launched its National Health Insurance Scheme, NHIS, which was established under Corporate Act 35 of the 1999 Constitution by the Federal Government of Nigeria. The aim of the scheme is to improve the health status of all Nigerians at an affordable cost by providing accessible, reliable, and affordable healthcare to the people. Arguably, many are of the opinion that the National Health Insurance Scheme failed to fully accomplish its set out objectives due to several factors, the most important being that the scheme was optional. To rectify this, the National Health Insurance Act was signed into law in 2022. Dr. Olucholla Akande, director of the Oyo State Health Insurance Agency, OISHA, sheds light on the importance of the act and how it has transformed state health insurance.
From NHIA Act 2022, health insurance has been made mandatory in Nigeria, and that law says every resident of a state should buy into the health insurance of that state.
And that is a major change, because that was a major challenge to what we were doing before. What we were doing before says health insurance is optional. What we were doing before was focusing on formal sector, federal civil servants. What we were doing before was trying to say states should bring money to national health insurance scheme before they become NHIA, and then they now disperse back to states. And a lot of political collaboration to that idea. So that actually mitigated against uptake of insurance in Nigeria. So the game changer is the fact that health insurance is now compulsory. The game changer is that state social health insurance scheme will allow to take off. So with state social health insurance, each state is able to go to the grassroots, go to the local government, talk to your people.
In other words, everybody is supposed to buy into the scheme of your state, or I put it in another way, to contribute into the scheme of your state. So you enrich the poor. If you wanted something more than what your state is offering, you can now buy a top-up from private insurance.
Oyo State has an estimated population of 8.4 million, of which approximately 1.7 million are children under 5 years of age. In terms of child health, Oyo is characterized by high neonatal mortality and low levels of immunization, according to UNICEF. In order to address these issues, the governor of Oyo State, Seyi Makinde, through an aggressive, concerted approach, introduced the State Health Insurance Agency, OISHA, in 2015, and it began enrollment in 2016. Although more still needs to be done to better integrate the formal and the informal sector into the scheme, Dr. Olucholla Akande again speaks.
The not
to be grasped in Nigeria today is informal sector.
Informal sector is just directing. It's the organization to say from the top, and said insurance is compulsory for every staffer.
The informal sector is the one that we're about. And any regulatory body in Nigeria today that is not thinking about informal sector is not serious about informal sector. It's a lazy regulatory body. It's a lazy agency. We want coverage for our students. We want coverage for the paper seller. We want coverage for the farmer. We want coverage for the shoemaker. That's when we are doing insurance.
If there's anything COVID-19 has taught us, is that more needs to be invested to ease the burden of healthcare globally. Thus, a lot of resources have been expended in recent times in the health sector across the nations of the world. When it comes to health, funding plays a critical role in having a strong and vibrant healthcare system. So, how affordable is the health insurance scheme in Oyo State in comparison with other health insurance packages? The producer spoke extensively with Dolakwa Njori, digital media and marketing lead at Oishare, and here is what he had to say.
Person 5, that's our basic plan, which is universal health coverage plan that everybody can actually buy. After Person 5, we have top-up plans. Our top-up plans are the family plan, which is $47,250 for the family of four, father, mother, and two children. Then we have medium plan of $50,000 and our standard peak plan of $108,000. That is our highest plan.
That is annually, right?
Yes, annually.
So what does it cover?
It covers packages like hospital visitation, consultation services, annual emergency surgery intervention, laboratory investigations, child care services, childbirth, medication, eye care, dental care, annual medical checkup, ECG, antenatal. Then we also have a pregnancy plan too. There's a policy that guides that pregnancy plan. For example, if you are not on the scheme and you are pregnant, pregnancy is termed as a pre-existing condition under health insurance. So because you are pregnant and you want to come on the scheme, it will be treated as such. So for us to be able to admit you on the scheme, if you are pregnant, your pregnancy should not be more than 3 months. Once you exceed 3 months, we will not be able to admit you on the scheme. But if you are on the scheme, you have got health insurance, and you are now pregnant, it covers you totally. So you do not have to buy our pregnancy plan again. So that's why it's called a pre-existing condition. If you want to enjoy some of these benefits more, you need to upgrade your plan, because each plan has their own limits.
The Oyo State Insurance Agency, Oishare, was created to bridge the gap in healthcare service delivery by providing access to effective, quality, and equitable healthcare services while providing financial protection from the cost of healthcare to all residents of Oyo State. Some beneficiaries of the scheme share their experience.
In fact, that scheme is very, very good because since inception, I've been their client. Since the time that I've been using it, it has been benefiting me without paying anything, really, except the deduction that is being made by the state government from our salary. I mean, it's very minimal. Even you won't know that you are paying. The services, the drugs, they are perfect.
They are treating us well. And when we need drugs, they are complying. The drugs are working well for us. All the OSHA activities are okay. Whatever we ask for, they give us. They are really trying here. All the administered drugs have been good for us. When given instructions are not followed properly, they'll take time to explain further. They help us a lot. We are all happy here.
Everything that they're doing here is good and perfectly okay. The people that is working here, they are friendly.
Health is said to be wealth and the vital prerequisite to national growth and development. Hence, more attention must be paid to the Nigerian health sector, especially in the area of health insurance. And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of Health Corner. The program today focused on the impact of health insurance funding in Oyo State post-subsidy removal. The program was scripted and produced by Blessing Enabeli. Benga Odefisayo was at the audio console, and I'm Iret Abdurrahman. Bye for now.